This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, October 7th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christian Solidarity Worldwide delivered a 2,000-signature petition to the Cuban embassy in London last week, calling for the release of a Cuban Protestant pastor from prison. For over 2 months, Cuban communists had detained Pastor Lorenzo Fajardo without trial for participating in peaceful protests back in July. Authorities will not let Fajardo's family visit him and have threatened his wife if she speaks out against his detention. Fajardo faces charges that could send him to prison for up to 20 years. In 2012, the government confiscated his church's property. About 60% of Cubans identify as Christians, but face constant surveillance and interference from the government. Hebrews 13, verse 3 says, "Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also." 10% of Indonesians now identify as Christian, up 1% from 2010. Most of these Christians identify as Protestants, numbering over 20 million. Indonesia has the world's largest Muslim population, and Christians there often face opposition to building places to worship as well as enduring church bombings. The European model of immunology accepted a new peer-reviewed study from the Finnish Institute for Health and Welfare on natural immunity to COVID-19. The study shows the persistence of neutralizing antibodies a year after coronavirus infection in humans. An Israeli study from August found that natural immunity was more effective in protecting people against the Delta variant than the two doses of the Pfizer shot. Referencing the Israeli study, U.S. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky called out Biden's Secretary of Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra, for condemning people who will not get the COVID shot.
You travel the country calling people flat earthers who have had COVID, looked at studies of millions of people, and made their own personal decision that their immunity they naturally acquired is sufficient. But you presume somehow to tell over 100 million Americans who have survived COVID that we have no right to determine our own medical care. You alone are on high and you've made these decisions, a lawyer with no scientific background, no medical degree. This is an arrogance coupled with an authoritarianism that is unseemly and un-American.
4 people were hurt Wednesday morning during a shooting at Timberview High School in Arlington, Texas, reports NBC. 1 victim suffered minor injuries, 1 has been released from the hospital, and 2 others remain in the hospital but continue to make a speedy recovery. Arlington police said there was a fight between students on the second floor of the school when one of the students pulled out a gun. That student has been identified as 18-year-old Timothy George Simpkins, who has been taken into police custody after a manhunt across North Texas. He has been booked into the Arlington City Jail on 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Republican congressional leaders Kevin McCarthy and Ted Cruz called out the Biden administration for cracking down on parents who oppose leftist agendas in the public schools. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland directed the FBI to protect public school officials from dissenting parents. Many parents across the nation are outraged over schools pushing critical race theory, sexually perverted lifestyles, and mask mandates. The DOJ's actions come in response to a letter from the National School Boards Association calling for such concerned parents to be classified as, get this, domestic terrorists. Proverbs 17, verse 15 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord." The Bureau of Economic Analysis found that personal consumption spending reached its highest point this year since 1991. the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, an important inflation measure, rose by $130 billion in August. Meanwhile, personal income rose by $35 billion and disposable income rose by $18 billion, largely due to government stimulus checks. The vastly larger increase in expenses compared with earnings show people's buying power is diminishing. U.S. states have passed more anti-abortion laws this year than ever before. So far, 19 states have passed 106 new measures restricting the murder of unborn babies. In total, states have passed some 1,336 abortion restrictions since the infamous 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. The top states for passing abortion restrictions this year are Arkansas, Oklahoma, Indiana, Montana, and South Dakota. And finally, scientists from Germany and the U.S. won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry yesterday for their development of an ingenious tool for building molecules. Benjamin List of the Max Planck Institute in Germany and David McMillan of Princeton University in New Jersey worked on a precise new tool for molecular construction called organocatalysis. Previously, chemists were only able to use two kinds of catalysts, metals and enzymes, but List and McMillan independently discovered a third type of catalyst using organic molecules. This new method is a much cleaner, cheaper, and more efficient way to produce molecules used in the production of compounds like medicines and pesticides. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, October 7th in the year of our Lord, 2021, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.